Today is Spain's Christmas lottery drawing. It's considered the world's biggest jackpot, with prizes worth more than $3 billion. The $6.5 million grand prize is nicknamed El Gordo, the fat one. It's usually shared among hundreds of friends and neighbors who go in on tickets together. And as Lauren Freire reports from Madrid, the Christmas lottery brings a little cheer amid Spain's dismal economy.
It's an unseasonably warm winter day in Madrid. School's out, and there are no fewer than three Santas available for photos in the city's Puerta del Sol Square. Sure, it's Christmas, but it's also lottery season in Spain.
Ay, la lotería.
A lottery ticket salesman breaks out in flamenco song. Days like this, you could almost forget about the economy.
You believe in something and you win, it's very happy.
Adriana Paniagua is 23 and unemployed, but still spent more than $50 on the Christmas lottery. That's the norm. It's a tradition.
My grandparents and my parents, and every year we bought some lottery. Some years more, some years less, but every year.
Children from a Catholic school originally for orphans sing the winning numbers every year on live TV. Ticket sales have been up ever since the economic crisis hit. Gonzalo Garland at Madrid's IE Business School says consumption normally goes down when people are earning less. But that's not the case with the lottery. Spaniards are willing to cut back on many other things, but not this one.
They will spend less on the presents for their family and all the other things. But the hope or the dream associated with spending a little extra on the lottery gives them some reward in a way. From an economic point of view, you would say that's a utility. We call it utility, but there's some pleasure on at least dreaming on what you would do if you would win the lottery.
In line to buy last-minute lottery tickets is Eduardo Alban, 21, who works at a call center to put himself through school.
I'm going to spend two, one for me and other for my mother. She said me, buy me one.
If they win, he says they'll pay off the mortgage and buy new cell phones. Does he think that's likely, I ask?
Well, with the hope, yes.
For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freire in Madrid.
This is NPR News.